For the first time in living memory, Australia has been invited as a guest at the annual summit of the leaders of the world's largest economies. Scott Morrison will arrive later today in the seaside town of Biarritz, which looks less like the tourist hub it usually is at this time of year and more like a secured fortress. Protesters have also arrived in southern France, but security forces will ensure they keep their distance. Our Europe correspondent, Samantha Hawley, is in Biarritz and she filed this report.
It's summertime in Biarritz, meaning packed beaches and tourists galore. But this year, the tranquility is being interrupted. The main beach is closed, along with the airport and train station, amid unprecedented security in the seaside city. The G7 summit has been known in the past for the fiery protests on the outside, but French authorities hope not this time. Protesters have been pushed 25 kilometres away to the town of Hendaya. Its mayor, Coty Ezzerano, supports their planned rally.
You support them, you'll be marching in solidarity. Why is that?
We will do our best to make sure that it's going well for the demonstrators, the people of our cities, he tells me. I'm here as a mayor to act as the facilitator and supporter of an event. He says while he hopes there's no violence, that can't be ruled out. No one's immune from an incident or act of violence. Protest organiser Arturo Villanueva says a Saturday rally will be controlled, but on Sunday it could be very different.
To see 15,000 policemen brought from abroad to our country and to have this state of exception is really appalling.
And the rally, I mean, will you try and get any closer? I presume you want the politicians to hear you.
In the case of the demonstration, which has been authorised by the local authorities, and we hope to gather thousands of people, obviously would like to be near to them so they could hear us. But nevertheless, on Sunday, we've organised a peaceful civil disobedience action by the occupation of several squares surrounding Biarritz. We'll see if we are able to organise that.
It'll be tough though, won't it? Because as you mentioned, the security will be so incredibly tight.
We are aware of that.
Australia is one of four invited nations this year, along with Chile, India and South Africa. Scott Morrison will host two special sessions, one on protecting oceans and the second on digital transformation. He hopes to convince leaders to do more collectively to root out extremist content from the web. But it's the Big Seven who really count. Last year, the summit fell flat when the US President Donald Trump pulled out of the final communique. And there's no guarantee of any collective agreement on issues including Iran and Hong Kong this time either. But leaders do seem to be uniting over the devastating fires in the Amazon, with host President Emmanuel Macron declaring France will not ratify a trade deal with South America unless Brazil does more to fight the devastating blaze. Other leaders have backed that stance. This is Samantha Hawley in Biarritz reporting for Saturday AM.